You're not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs and are they in harmony?
Everybody. So here's what we have today. I have been trying like hell to resist talking about these social issues because I just think, like, no one really wants to hear a straight white dude talk about this shit. Also, I just don't want to be a part of it anymore. I was thinking the other day how it's like, you know, I used to really care about religion and I don't care about that at all anymore. I used to care about politics. I don't care about that. So maybe this stuff will fall into that realm. But then, something happened. So here's what I'm going to say, though, right up top. If you are somebody who basically doesn't want to hear what a straight white dude has to say about things, if you don't want to hear my opinion, if you don't want to hear the opinion that, like, hey, I think there are some fucked up things going on, and I think that the way that people treat straight white men online is bullshit. If you don't want to hear that, if you can't be convinced of that, if there's nothing about that that interests you, don't listen to this, because you're not going to like it. Just fucking turn it off, because I'm not really looking to have an argument with somebody. I'm just telling you what this is going to be before we even begin. Hopefully there'll be some jokes, but I just wanted to be honest with you. That's why they called me Honest Tea, which then got stolen by a tea company to make tea. But you know what? I let it go because I'm honest. Also, if I'm being honest, that didn't happen, but the warning part is real. Okay, so the other day, Poonmaster Flex sent me this article. I'm calling it an article, even though that word gets caught in my throat. She sent me this article that she found on BazFud. And basically, she sent it to me. You know how sometimes you just have to poke the bear? That's what she was doing, right? It's like, it was so perfect that she was like, oh, I have to send this to him because he's going to just freak the fuck out. So let's do this. Let's just go through the article real quick. And remember, I'm using that term very loosely. And then I'm going to give you the top 11 reasons that BuzzFeed is fucking horseshit. And reason number, let's call it 7, is going to blow your dick off your body. So here we go. It's called People Are Losing Their Minds Over How Hard This Woman Trolled a Random Dude. This is by Ryan Broderick, BuzzFeed news reporter. We'll get to you, Ryan Broderick. Earlier this week, Toronto-based writer Katie Cunningham posted this joke on Twitter. My favorite game is to act like I can't understand something very simple when a man is explaining it to me to see how dumb he thinks I am. And then, according to Cunningham, a random guy who follows her tweeted this back at her. This, my dear, is called deception, ... And then Cunningham delivered a masterclass in trolling. She says, "What do you mean?" The guy says, "It's a form of dishonesty that you are using for self-gain or amusement. It's actually quite sophisticated stuff, well done." And then she says, "Sorry, I don't get it." After her Twitter conversation, and that's the end, by the way. Last tweet is her saying, "Sorry, I don't get it." After her Twitter conversation, Cunningham screenshot the whole thing and it quickly went viral. And she says, "I'm sorry, but this was truly perfect." In fact, multiple screenshots of the conversation have been retweeted thousands of times. Now we're on page 4. Cunningham told BuzzFeed News that the reactions she's been getting have been mostly great, but there are some men who are taking it a little too seriously. She says, "The majority of the reactions have been really great." have been mostly great. And then she says, "They're really great. Lots of slow clap gifs and crown emojis. Ha ha, it's been pretty fun," she said. Obviously, there are plenty of mean ats, mostly from people who have apparently never been condescended to, or people calling me a sociopath for this game. She said that unfortunately, because it's a tweet, there isn't a lot of room to explain that the whole joke was a commentary on how often men talk down to her in professional and academic settings, or just in general. And what about the Twitter user who got epically dunked on? He's tweeted a little bit about it since. Cunningham's tweets started picking up steam. He says, never been in a situation like this. And then he says, learned a little something today about this platform. Doesn't matter what your intention is, people will read it how they want. Cunningham said she's actually direct messaged with him about it. He told her that he was being sarcastic. He says he was playing along, and we had a pretty legit talk about the fact that sarcastic or ironic misogyny is inadvisable on a platform where you can't read tone, Cunningham said. Apparently, he's pretty shocked at the people defending him and criticizing me, which just proves my point. So many men at me horrible, condescending stuff. This morning I got a DM that just said cancer, that there's no way to tell who is serious and who is joking. She, all in all, he's been a pretty good sport about everything. I'm going to just read that line again. She, all in all, he's been pretty good sport about everything. Okay. So that's the article. That is the news article. So should we talk about my problems with it? My top 11 problems? Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say this. This isn't even in my list of problems. But I am assuming that when he says he's being sarcastic, that's true. Now, I know a lot of people, and we'll get to this in the reasons, would probably be like, oh, he's just trying to get out of it because he looks like a fool. But I don't agree with that, and I'm going to tell you for the following reasons. Number one, this is a guy who follows her on Twitter, right? So this isn't some guy who is just out trolling for whatever. This is someone who follows this woman on Twitter. Which to me is like, okay, well, either he just fucking hates her and is just waiting for her to tweet something fucked up so he could correct her and fall into her trap. Or he's somebody who likes what she's doing in general and was playing along. Those are the only two options, right? It's like he just happened to be following her and just whatever. So things got screenshotted, da-da-da-da. You'll notice that then what she does... She tweets the whole thing out to the world and is like, okay, she says, this was truly perfect. And I'm like, sounds a little too perfect. Doesn't that sound like when someone says, I try to have a man explain something to me and see how dumb he thinks I am. And then he does exactly that. Isn't that seem a little perfect to you? Now, granted, he did not announce, here comes sarcasm, warning, here comes sarcasm, and then do it, because that's not funny. Right? Is that a joke in any way if you announce that you were about to... Just so you know, I'm about to be sarcastic. Here it comes. But finally, my final reason that I think that he was probably actually joking was because when they talked to each other, he direct messaged her, which means he's not putting a thing out for the entire Twitterverse to say he was being sarcastic. He's just telling her he's being sarcastic. And also saying he's been shocked at the people defending him and criticizing me. So basically, he messaged her to say, hey, I was being sarcastic. I'm really surprised at the people who are mad at you and defending me. Does that sound like somebody who's trying to weasel out of it? Because if you were trying to weasel, wouldn't you weasel where everyone could see? If you cared about that, wouldn't you be tweeting that to the public instead of direct messaging the other person? Does that make any sense? So I'm assuming that this is a joke. Okay, so let's go to my top 11 reasons that BuzzFeed is bullshit. Number one, fuck you. Okay, just in general, fuck you. This is craziness. That this is even a thing that, you know, I don't know, Mr. BuzzFeed made this fucking website and this is what's on it. I would just be like, what has my life become? Okay. Number two. So here's the thing. The frustration I have here with this is like, okay, she says, my favorite game is to act like something is very simple and then have a man explain it to me. So her favorite game is trolling people. Now, I don't have a problem with trolling people, right? I think trolling people is fine. I saw this chart that's like, what's the difference between trolling and bullying? And basically, trolling is like, you're not really directly attacking anyone. You're not really like, you're not targeting a specific person. You're just kind of like, a chance to make some trouble comes up and you make a little trouble. But you're not really going super out of your way or anything like that. It's more, and it's for humor, not to hurt you. It's not to make you feel like shit. So she's, I would say what she's doing is probably trolling, but verging on bullying territory, right? And then he does the exact thing she's doing. He's doing the opposite side of the coin, which is she's like, I like to pretend how dumb I am and see how long it takes a man to explain. And what he was doing, if it can be explained, would be like, what I like to do is wait for a woman to try and trap me by pretending she's dumb and then pretend I'm also dumb. I'm doing the same thing she's doing by playing dumb. Now, when she does it, hero. Oh, freedom fighter. Oh, my God. He does it. And what is he? A misogynist fuckface. When you play the same exact game, you're a piece of shit. But when this lady does it, ha ha, she's really exposing the world for how horrible it is. Okay, number three. I don't like that we assume that this guy is full of shit. And I think it's because he's a man. I think that online, we assume that men are bullies, they're bad, they're stupid, they're malicious, and they're idiots. But we give the benefit of the doubt to others, right? If she had posted a screenshot of her acting dumb when people were, and then people talking down to her on Twitter, right? We would assume that she was savvy and that she was doing this on purpose and she was exposing this activity, right? Even though it's like, we would never assume, and especially if she said, yeah, I'm not dumb, we would never be like, is it possible she's just really dumb? Because she's asking a lot of dumb questions. But when you just put a dumb question on Twitter and then someone answers it, what the fuck? But when it's a dude and he's like, well, I was joking, but I was being sarcastic, whatever. No, we assume that he is just trying to weasel out of it. We assume there's no way that he could have a good joke. There's no way he could be as sophisticated as this lady, right? There's no way he could be as good at joking as some fucking rando. These two randos, it's no way that they would be equally in on the same joke. Four. We can mock men online in ways that we cannot allow of most other groups. Okay? If I started posting things like, here's what I do to rile up women, you know, I post things about leaving a dog in the car with the windows rolled up to rile up women, because obviously I wouldn't do that. But I take pictures of my dog in the car with the window rolled up just to see what women's reactions will be. Oh, and then they get all pissed off and they're like, you should be reported to the authorities and da 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 da. Now, if I was like, I'm just joking and I just do that because also you'll see I posted these pictures of like dead black people in Haiti and you didn't even seem to care. But when it was a dog with the window rolled up, I got 1,000 messages and 1,000 things, right? I got blocked from Twitter. If I did that, I'd be a villain, right? But when someone who's not a dude does it, it's fine. Number five, also, we're very comfortable making fun of white people in ways that we're not comfortable making fun of other people. Every fucking fall, it's white girls and leggings and pumpkin spice latte. You cannot, any other ethnicity, be like, oh, how about them so-and-sos and their such-and-such food? You cannot be like, ugh, you know how fucking Chinese people are with their white mochas. You know how black people are with their caramel frappuccinos. Like, doesn't that just sound awful? I feel like when I'm saying it, I'm saying something wrong. Yet when I say, hey, you know white girls and their pumpkin spice latte, that's like not even a joke because it's so hack. It's so overdone. You can't even say that because you're like, that's not a joke. That's like a fucking grandpa would make that joke. It's that old. It's that tried. But you can't do that with other groups. You can't. So there are things you can do. You can make fun of white men online in ways that you could never do with other people. If I posted something that was like, here's a thing I do to troll black people, it would be like, that's fucked up. That is fucked up that you're purposely trying to rile up this group, you know? And I agree. I think it's fucked up. I also am like very much like, eh, I don't care. I just think it's got to be like, well, is everything on the table or nothing? Right? When we're talking about trolling, again, I'm not talking about bullying. I'm not talking about like, this is the same as if I started a hate group. But if we're just talking about trolling people, I think it should just all be on the table. Okay. Six. When you talk about these things, people have come up with these really sort of interesting ways that they cut off my ability or a man's ability to talk about this. Because, right, it turned into this chant of like, if you say, well, not all men are like that. You're like, not all men, not all men, not all men. And then I'm like, suddenly this men's rights advocate, which, by the way, I think men should have rights. I do think men should have the exact same rights as everyone else. P.S. I don't know. Does that make me a men's right advocate? I don't know. But what I'm saying is, I just don't understand, like, what am I supposed to talk about? And furthermore, I disagree with saying that not all men is throwing off responsibility. What I'm saying, when I say, hey, not all men are like that, that is not a message to you of like, shut the fuck up and quit complaining about men. That's a message to other men as well who are behaving badly to say, hey, you know that most of us aren't like you, right? You know that your behavior shouldn't be chalked up to you being a man. This is like also men regulating the behavior of men. Which I think is what we want, right? We want men to also dislike what men are doing badly online. And when I say not all men are doing that, or when I say, like, I don't think men are supposed to be doing that. I don't think that's how a man acts. I don't think, you know, not all men. What I'm not saying is, well, all men don't do it, so this instance isn't a problem. What I'm saying is, hey, listen, not all men do this, so don't do this. Like, this is not the definition of a man. I am not letting someone else define a man as doing this bad behavior, right? That is not acceptable to me. And I don't care if it's the man defining it that way or the woman defining it that way or whatever. When I say not all men, what I'm saying is like, hey, quit behaving that way. You don't have to behave that way to be a man. It doesn't make you a cool dude to behave that way. And it's not like, you know, when we talk about gender not being a binary, I think it's also not a binary. And then it's like, hey, it's not us versus them, you know. It's not like, well, if we acknowledge that there are good men and bad men and that there are individuals who are shitty and individuals who are great and that these different genders tend to behave differently online in these different ways. I just don't, how else are you supposed to talk about this? What am I supposed to say? I'm just saying, when someone says, don't say it, not all men, I say nay. And I say that I'm telling the world that bad male behavior isn't normal, typical, or acceptable. Hey, men who are jerks, you know most men aren't like you, right? Okay, there you go. But then also, when you look at something like this, and you're like, well, there are lots of men who wouldn't be sarcastic and probably would correct her. Okay, great. Not this guy. So why are we punishing this guy? Why are we, like, railing this guy? Okay, here's seven. This, rather than this woman trolling a random dude and dunking on him, to me, confirms negative stereotypes about women. This confirms all of these negative stereotypes about women, which, like, we'll just go through right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, these are not my personal beliefs. However, they're stereotypes. And if you can't acknowledge that this is out there, go fuck yourself, okay? Google stereotypes about women. And get an education. So here are the stereotypes that this confirms for me about women. Number one, they're not funny. That's a stereotype about women. This original tweet is not very funny. Because one of the most hack kind of jokes you can tell, to me, is a joke where you're like, wouldn't it be funny if I did this? Wouldn't it be funny if I walked into the grocery store and blah, 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 blah? And the answer to that is not, ha, 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 ha. The answer to that is, yes, if you actually did that and I witnessed it, it would be funny. Is it funny that you thought of it as an idea? No. So when you tweet, oh, here's a game I like to play, I pretend I don't understand something and see how dumb a man thinks I am. That's not a joke. That's a joke premise. What you need for the joke, screenshot that shit. Actually do it, screenshot it, and show me. That's the joke. That is the joke. Not the saying, wouldn't it be funny if I did this? Number two, stereotype. Women can dish it out, but they can't take it. Right? As soon as he gives it back to her, exactly what she's been giving to the world, oh my God. This has gone too far. You are a misogynist now, sir. Okay? I was having fun and joking and being a, you know, freedom fighter. You're a misogynist because you did exactly what I did, but you did it, not me. That is like a total stereotype of women, in my opinion, is like they can dish it out, but they can't take it. Number three is like this whole thing. I don't have like a clever like thing about dishes and taking or whatever, or, you know, flies in the ointment or honey and attracting vinegar or whatever. But here's what I would say. The stereotype of women sort of turning into this mom lecture mode. Dudes are fun and weird and crazy and irresponsible, and women are like responsible and they have their shit together and they're like a teacher and a mom. Because it's like, oh, okay, so you had this joking back and forth thing and he direct messages you and even says nice stuff. And what does he say? Or what does she say? Well, we had a pretty legit talk about the fact that sarcastic or ironic misogyny is inadvisable on a platform where you can't read tone. Okay. Wow. That's a really fun, really fun. I'm glad that this joke back and forth that you guys had turned into a fucking lecture about, like, well, you know, with the history of irony and misogyny and their intertwined nature and sarcasm's difficulty to express in an online format, it's probably best to just stay away from sarcasm. Really? So maybe when you're just tweeting things and hoping a guy will respond by explaining something to you, that's not hard to read. But what he's doing is hard to read. When he does what you do, it's hard to read. But when you do it, it's fine. Well, I'm glad we turned that into a good lecture. That's a real teachable moment. Hashtag Obama. All right, reason number eight. Your failure to recognize sarcasm doesn't mean sarcasm should not be used. Okay? I think that's a ridiculous argument to say that, like, sarcastic or ironic misogyny is inadvisable on a platform where you can't read tone. And it's like, well, okay, just because you didn't read the tone doesn't mean it can't be read. Doesn't mean it's open to interpretation or not open to interpretation. It doesn't mean that, like, sarcasm is off the table. Are you crazy? What the fuck? Like, well, we better just not use... You know what? Safer to not use sarcasm. I saw there was someone put in a comment. I was dumb enough to read the comments where there's, like, a raging debate over whether or not this guy was joking. And someone in the comments was like, there needs to be a font for sarcasm, you know, because then you know. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's fun. When you use sarcasm well, you can tell, okay? And I think this guy was using it well. I think what he said was exactly perfect. He even, when he tweets and he puts in the word, darling or something like that. Oh, this, my dear, is called deception. Like, that is pitch perfect, because he wouldn't have to put in my dear unless he was being condescending. That's what makes it condescending. That extra little jab is so condescending that you're like, how is that not sarcastic? And what is he supposed to do? Put like, okay, here comes sarcasm. This, my dear, is called deception. Well, that's not a funny joke, is it? It's not a funny joke to if she had just put out, hey, I don't understand how this thing works, and, you know, I want a man to explain it to me in a condescending way, please. Okay. Good. Good one. So fuck you. You can't say a type of humor can't be used because you can't read tone. You didn't read the tone in this case, but that doesn't mean a type of humor doesn't work. Also, by the way, it's your failure to read the sarcasm. How about instead of giving someone a lecture, you say, like, you know what? You got me. You were right. I would say in this case, the right end of this is for this lady to be like, you know what? He got me. He beat me at my own game. But you can't give it up to anybody that way. No one can give it up to somebody else and be like, they beat me at my own tune. They did it. They really did it. Nine. I thought tying this to misogyny was a little bit of a problem. To be like, oh yeah, well, ironic misogyny. What he was doing was ironic misogyny. And it's like, I guess, but I mean, I think that, like, it's one of those words. You pull that word and then it's like, okay, well, this is completely unacceptable. Because what he was doing was misogynistic. Because, see, what he was doing was against women. Now, what she was doing was against men. But that's not, you know, we're not going to use that word. Because if you use the word misandry, then you're a piece of shit, right? You're like a bad person. You're part of the problem. For even knowing that word exists. For ever saying something might be that way. It's like, no, no. You only think that because you're a fool. Let's see. 10. Oh, okay. I got ahead of myself. But, like, why wouldn't this woman not be able to say, ha, you got me? You know? Instead of saying, you got me, you beat me at my own game, she goes into lecture mode. And it's like, oh, by the way, also, how hilarious is it that he tweets at her and then she explains to him, she mansplains to him what comedy is and how it works. Oh, well, this type of comedy is inadvisable on a platform where you can't read tone. And there's no way to tell who's serious and who's, quote, joking, you know? And to me, that is exactly, I'm like, okay. You're mad at people. You're basically saying, like, I'm pointing out to society how I get mansplained to all the time. And then you fucking turn around and do the exact same shit. That's what you do? That, what the hell? Is there no self-awareness here? 11. Fuck you, BuzzFeed. Okay? Fuck you, BuzzFeed, and let's see. I guess that was also number one. Number 11, kind of want to talk about, like, when this says, okay, this woman trolled a random dude hard. Do you want to see what trolling hard is? Ryan Broderick, BuzzFeed news reporter? Do you want to see what trolled is? Ryan Broderick, look at me. I'm in my fucking stupid little suit. I look like a young Republican here with my top collar button unbuttoned and my side swoopy hair and my pictures in front of like some kind of cityscape or some bullshit. And next to my name, it says BuzzFeed News Reporter. The word news is in there. The word reporter is in there. And this is what I'm doing. How many letters did I write? How many words are in this column? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Let's call it 15 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like 100 words. You're a news reporter. And your big news of the day. You woke up bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. You've got your, like, stock ticker going across. And you're like, Nikkei average. And then you're like, these two fucking nobodies had a weird conversation on Twitter that pretty much can be chalked up to misunderstanding. Or, at worst, some rando mansplaining to some other rando. Or some rando womansplaining to another rando. Either way, this is what I'm going with today. This is news. My title is news reporter, and you need to understand, I report the hard-hitting news, okay? I typed the word misogyny into here, and therefore, I'm a freedom fighter. You know, a lot of you can probably just sit around comfortable in your lives and think like, oh, yes, well, these things are bad. Well, I'm doing something about it. I'm typing up articles, okay? I'm showing the world. I'm exposing to the world the true toll that misogyny is taking on the world, which is that this young lady had to troll someone on Twitter. The fact that she even has to. It's like this part at the end. Apparently, he's been pretty shocked at the people defending him and criticizing me, which just proves my point. Yeah, it really proves your point that it's like, she can't admit that she got schooled. She can't admit that she got taken by her own joke. She has to be like, no. The fact that this guy, you know what? This guy learned that people are saying horrible things about me, and therefore I, you know, got my message across and won. Good God. But yeah, so my name's Ryan. I'm a news... What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a reporter. Oh, that's cool. So you're like in the brave tradition of like people who died in a war zone reporting on this, you know, or people who are on the ground in Egypt during the revolution, or all these great things. You know, you're, oh, the muckrakers? That must be a real exciting part of journalism school, when you're like, wow, these people made real social change. Like, you know, you're Upton Sinclairs, and they really turned horrible, horrific, nightmarish, physically dangerous, destroying lives and families, factory conditions, and made them into slightly less horrible. But, you know, you can't just grind... someone can't just fall into a vat of something and then everyone's just like, eh, fuck it. You know, we move on. Like, there are consequences for these things now. There are standards for these things now. You can't just work someone 15 hours a day. Wow, that must be a really exciting part of journalism school. What part did you like? I mostly like looking at people's tweets about stuff. I find that to be a real window into the soul. Oh, okay. Very good. Maybe you should head over to BuzzFeed. And this is like a thing about BuzzFeed, okay? BuzzFeed, you're great when you're doing your fun shit. The fun shit on BuzzFeed is fun. The funny shit on BuzzFeed is funny. The quizzes are exactly what they're supposed to be, which is, you know, distracts you on a Friday afternoon. The serious shit, like this, is terrible. The reporting they do on, like, quote-unquote real issues is awful. Anything that qualifies as remotely reporting is terrible. I feel like I do a horrible job discussing serious issues like this, but here you go. I'm doing it. And, you know, but I would not call myself a news reporter for talking about what I'm talking about, which is your article about this stuff. I would never deign to call myself a news reporter, because that's not news and you're not reporting anything. You screenshotted things and put them into a thing. Wow. Good thing you bought that blazer. Good thing. And you don't look smug in your picture, which is also really great. Yeah. You're really making a difference. I don't know how. I was saying last night, I was like, let's just for the sake of wild pretending that I, you know, hated my job and was like, it would be a nightmare if I was there for the rest of my life. I would rather do that than work at BuzzFeed. Fuck BuzzFeed. I would much rather stay at a horrible job that I didn't enjoy, that was filled with frustrations, than go work at BuzzFeed. I don't care what kind of snacks they have in the fridge, or if they have a fridge, because I'd prefer they didn't have a fridge. We all know my workplace fridge preferences. I don't care. I just would like, how would you wake up in the morning and get out of bed? You know, I get out of bed now and I'm like, okay, someone else could do the things I'm doing most of the time, right? Maybe I spend a small percentage of the day doing something that I'm like, I don't think anyone would do a better job at this than I am. However, I do some stuff that helps people. You know, I help someone figure out how to use their tablet. I help somebody figure out what's going on with Microsoft Word. By the way, fucking Microsoft Word. Did you know that the default is set so it doesn't spell check anything you type in all caps? Why? Why would that be? And even, you know, it's not like it automatically doesn't do it and put the squiggly line under it. When you hit spelling and grammar, it skips over words in all caps. Now, I'm sure there's a reason. And you know what? I don't care. This is fucking Microsoft is like, you know, I don't know. I want to know who, what, there's like one weird fucking idiot who works there who's like some kind of programmer who they're like, you're the only one who uses Microsoft Word here. What features would you like? Well, I would like it to automatically space 1.15 lines instead of one or two. One or two would make the most sense. But 1.15, I think, would be, for my particular purposes. What the fuck? Why would, what? Who are they asking and who are they listening to? That these are the options that you have. And not just the options. Give me all the options you want and put them in some fucking stupid menu where I can ignore them forever. Okay? This is tech reporter. I'm a tech reporter now. This is tech news. Okay? I found this tiny issue with Microsoft Word that's solved by clicking a box, which is exactly how Twitter works. Solved by clicking a box. But I'm a tech reporter. Okay, here's what I want to say in closing. I know there's a lot of fucked up stuff happening. I would not deny that there's fucked up stuff happening. Okay? I wouldn't deny that there are some really great people who get horrible harassment online. And I wouldn't disagree that most of the great people who get horrible harassment online are women. And probably most of that harassment comes from men. I am not disagreeing with that. But what I'm saying is, quit with the horseshit. Tell me when it's a real problem. Let's talk about what the real problem is. This is not the problem. And this, well, this is the problem, but it's not the problem that BuzzFeed is saying it is. The problem here isn't, hey, mansplaining. The problem here is, no, we take stories and we basically ramp up people talking about it. Like, do I think that Ryan Broderick really believes in this story? Not really. I don't think it's a coincidence that he put towards the very end of the article this whole thing about, like, oh, and there's an ad and some other shit first, and then it's like, oh, and in tiny print, the very last thing is like, oh, he said he was playing along and it's a legit, we had a legit discussion and it's actually not a big deal at all. And it's like, oh, well, I guess I'll put that at the very end, because I just want people to see these screenshots, because you know what? All we care about is clicks. And the thing that I want to say about this is that I think this is really damaging. You want to know why people are voting for Donald Trump? It's bullshit like this. They are fucking tired of this kind of bullshit. And they see what you're doing here. This is, to them, this is like, this is what news has become, or this is what people are complaining about, or this is what's this. And they're arguing over whether or not someone was being sarcastic when, as pointed out by the person, it's impossible to tell if someone was being sarcastic. So only in assuming the worst do we be like, well, he must have been being sarcastic. Because as acknowledged by the person, by this woman, it's impossible to tell, right? It's impossible to tell. But then what makes us assume that he wasn't being sarcastic? Our preconceived notions about what a man is online. That's what it is. We assume that a man online is misbehaving and being a dick and then trying to get out of it. And so when you put these articles up with these slants and this bullshit, and you think it's like, well, we're just getting clicks, we're just making that money, but it's like, no, you're doing harm. Because when we get politicians like Trump, Trump probably won't be the president, but is someone Trump-like going to be a senator somewhere? Fucking A. You know it's going to happen. If he can be this successful as president, there's going to be people in these lower, super important, super local offices that are like him, that support him, that share his views. And I really think a lot of it is because this overreactionary horseshit. Okay? So here's the deal. On the one hand, we need to take care of this fucking crap. Like, when people are harassing people on Twitter, one of my favorite tweeters Julianne Smolinski. I hope I said her name right. Hilarious. Funny as fuck. Quit Twitter for quite a while. Basically because she was just getting an insane amount of harassment. She wrote I think it's a New York Times piece on it. I hope it's New York Times and it's not just like a blog or something. And I'm like, oh, she writes for the New York Times. But I think it was. And basically she quit because she was getting all this harassing stuff. And I think that's horseshit. And, you know, she wasn't even complaining that she's just getting the harassing stuff. She was complaining that she was getting what is clearly harassment. And Twitter is, like, powerless to do anything about it. Or, you know, they refuse to do anything about it. I think that's bullshit. And I think that sucks. And I think that's wrong. And I think that that should be fixed. I think that we should do something about it. But I think that's what we should be talking about. I think this is utter bullshit. And the problem with this utter bullshit is that for people like me, I consider myself a middle-of-the-roader. This bullshit distracts me from the actual important shit. This bullshit is an article I read and just talked about instead of talking about this much better written, much more reasoned, much more something that I want to listen to article by Julianne Smolinski, which makes a lot more sense, talks about something serious, and really presents what I thought was like, yeah, this is a realistic request slash standard here. That it's like, no, you can't just send people pictures of a douche. Like, fuck you. So I just want to say that, like, while I think that these kinds of things are frivolous and all that, I also think they're occupying an important space. And that in doing so, they are doing harm. And that's what I want to say, is I think that this frivolous bullshit is doing harm. I think that most of us are just willing to let it go because it's like, oh, whatever, who cares? Idiots will believe it, idiots will read it, and the rest of us are just like, eh, this is nonsense. But I think this kind of stuff is harmful. I think it's harmful to, you know, what news reporting is. I think it's harmful to, like, feminist movements. Because when you start tying this kind of action into that, I balk at that and say, no, no, no. This person does not, you know, if I consider myself someone who cares about people's rights and having equal rights, but when I read something like this, I'm like, this person does not represent me. No, I don't think that I need to troll people online to, you know, find it, ferret out the truth or something. And I also, I guess I'm a believer in, like, let's believe the best in somebody until they prove us wrong. And when someone tells me they were being ironic, and in retrospect, looking back at it, it's pretty clear they were, I'm gonna fucking believe them. And maybe that's my privilege. Maybe that's what white male privilege is. But you know what? So be it. If my privilege is that I get to assume that people aren't always 100% fuck-faced fucks, then I'm keeping it. I'm going to hang on to it. All right. That's my BuzzFeed yelling at podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
You're not going to say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs and are they in harmony?